Bob Tuscan Show. I'm your host, Bob Tuscan, of course. We have a special show prepared for you tonight. Tomorrow night, we're going to have James Perloff on. We're going to be talking to him about his body of work, which scopes and goes over quite a few different areas. So we'll just talk a little bit about the vaccines as a follow-up of tonight's show. Tonight, we have a very special guest with us. From somewhere in an undisclosed location is a friend of mine, a fellow parent, and a conscious observer. I hear the crackling away. There she is. It's my friend Dr. Walker. How are you, Dr. Walker?
I'm good. How are you?
Should we tell the audience that you don't actually have a medical degree?
Probably.
I think it sounds better, though. You do have your doctorate, and part of what it's in is doing research and critical thinking, though, is it not?
That's true. It's a Juris Doctor, so it's not a doctorate. It's a law degree.
Oh, well, don't hold that against her, ladies and gentlemen, okay? That being said, you have a new degree, and that's in being a mom, of course, right?
That's true.
And I think that trumps any academic indoctrination, if you will, especially when it comes to making decisions for your children.
Yes, definitely.
So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about all this hype regarding the measles vaccination and the measles being spread and all this hype in regards to vaccinations in general. And we're also going to discuss the possibility that there is going to be a push for mandatory vaccinations, that there will be a list, and so on and so forth. That's kind of the extension of our ideas and thoughts here with this show tonight. But in all actuality, we're going to just do a tell-all, Sarah. My idea is just to break down every single aspect so that this next hour, which will go by super fast, I can already tell, will be a resource for people to show their loved ones and say, hey, listen, here it is, Dr. Sarah Walker laying it out all on the table for you. There's no way they can twist this information. And if we're lucky, maybe my former professor will call in and debate you in the last segment and see if he can pick a bone with what you have to say. But in the meantime, we're going to just lay it out on the table. I'm going to let you present the evidence that you have against vaccination. And we'll talk a little bit about the measles vax, namely. And then we'll also go into some of the other vaccinations that are just as corrupt. All right. So does that sound like a plan?
That sounds good.
All right, cool. I'm looking forward to that. Is the little one in bed yet?
Yes, he is.
Wow.
He's been asleep for about an hour and a half, so that's
good. How
did
you manage to do that before tonight's show?
Well, he didn't take a nap today.
Oh, that's how you do it. You skip the nap.
That always does it, yeah.
Yeah, Bob Tuscan Jr. is still wide awake, of course.
Of course.
He's running around. And as you know, Bob Tuscan Jr. likes to stay up like a teenager and wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning. That hasn't changed much. Well, all right. So we're going to take a quick break here in just a second, and then we're going to dive deep into all this stuff. Basically, folks, you don't need to be a medical doctor to break it down and to present facts in the research. And if I need to give you a refresher course on critical thinking and logic and all that, I will. But I'm going to spare you of all that, and we're just going to get into the facts and the cold hard truth about vaccinations. That's tonight's show. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Let's see. Was I early, Mr. Producer? I'm getting used to the new clock. All right, there it is. All right, let's try that again. We're going to lay it out all on the table. That's tonight's show, and this is the Bob Tuscan Show. There we go.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future.
All right, we got to throw away our radio. No, don't throw away this show. But the NPR, Sarah, I listen to this NPR junk in the car sometimes just to see what they're saying. And they are so thick with the propaganda, particularly in regards to the vaccination deal. And this is hot news here. And I figured we'd bring you on because you've done more research on this than anybody I know. And we'd lay all the facts on the table and kind of make this one of the definitive guides to the recent data that shows that these vaccinations are poisonous and you are running a huge risk in vaccinating yourself or your children. Where would you like to begin?
Well, if you want to just talk a little bit about like the reality of what measles is, and that'd be a good place to start, I think.
All right, so what is measles?
Well, measles is basically a fever and a rash. It can last for 1 to 2 weeks, and for the most part, it's not a serious illness. If it occurs when it's supposed to occur, which is in childhood, it usually passes without incident. But when I say that, I'm talking about in children who are well nourished. It does cause complications and death in populations like in Africa and India and places where people are starving. The reason for that, though, is because what it does is it attacks your vitamin A stores. So if you're already starving and you get the measles, it starts attacking vitamin A stores. And if you're not supplementing and treating that issue, then you end up with complications and death. And so that's...
Yeah, I think it would be appropriate to point out that with the SAD, the standard American diet. The chances are these days many of our children here, although not as malnourished as, you know, folks in Africa and whatnot, but many of the children here are missing those vital vitamins, and as a result are vulnerable.
Well, you know, that's probably true, but the children here have the benefit of, you know, being able to go and get supplements and things like that. And even in, like, in, you know, back in 1963, which is when the vaccine was introduced, the death rate in the U.S. was nearly at zero. I mean, there were still some deaths every year from the measles. And, you know, I haven't looked into specifically where that was occurring, but my guess is probably in poorer populations that didn't have access to nutritious food. So the death rate was down despite the fact that, I mean, I don't think that people were eating all that well. People were, you know, promoting formula as opposed to breast milk at that time. That was becoming more and more popular. So, I mean, the state of the American diet has probably declined since then. So you bring up a point.
Yeah, and less mothers are breastfeeding.
That's true.
Which is so important. I mean, so in the formative years of a child, breastfeeding, and I know I'm preaching to the choir here, is just so vital to their immune systems and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and one thing that unfortunately the vaccine does is it makes it so that women are unable to protect their babies as well through their breast milk, because you have a whole generation of mothers now who, for the most part, have not had wild measles infection, and they've gotten the vaccine instead, and vaccine immunity that's passed through the breast milk is not as robust, and it doesn't last as long. Like, the estimates are that it leaves the baby vulnerable at 3 to 5 months of age to getting measles infection, whereas if you had gotten, you know, if a mother had the wild infection, she'd be able to protect her baby for up to 15 months through breast milk. And so because of that, you have infants that are vulnerable to measles at a much younger age, and it's more dangerous. So the populations that it's most dangerous for are infants, so pretty much kids under one, and older people who are over 20. And so what the vaccine does is it makes it so that mothers can't protect the babies as well through breast milk. And because of waning immunity through the vaccine, people don't get measles in childhood when it's usually a benign infection. They get it later on when their immunity has waned, when they're older. And so there's more complications. So it's on both ends. It makes it more dangerous.
Now, how does...
Even still...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. I was just going to say that even still in the U.S., it's generally not something that kills people. You know, you do hear of complications now and then, but it's not like in other parts of the world where people are starving to death, like I said.
All right, so the punishment does not fit the crime, as they say. In other words, the vaccine does not necessarily warrant, or the danger of this does not warrant a vaccine, let alone a vaccine that we're about to show is no bueno.
Right. And that's, I mean, to me, you know, if you just look at the vaccines one by one, if you're looking at this one and measles in particular, some of the side effects of the vaccine include fever, seizures, bleeding disorders, deafness, coma, permanent
brain damage.
That
sounds like Ebola. That sounds like Ebola.
I mean, of course, this doesn't happen to every person who gets the vaccine, but, you know, for a disease that is generally mild and can be treated, by the way, with high doses of vitamin A and C, that supplementing with those vitamins limits the duration and the severity of the illness, and it also reduces mortality by a lot, even in populations where people are starving. To me, it's like, okay, you look at the vaccine insert, and those are the possible side effects for a disease that, you know, usually isn't very severe. It just doesn't make any sense to me, but, you know, it's promoted anyway, but...
Sure. So what, I guess the classic question that I want to ask in a moment when we come back from our next break is, what is actually in these vaccines and how do they propose these vaccines, actually work? So if we have to go all the way back to Louis Pasteur and break down the so-called science behind vaccines, and for the record, I am totally ticked off when somebody says that's science, because science says that something is so, as if science is this godlike entity, if you will, that therefore it is so. Science, folks. Have you heard that dogma before? I'm sure you have. Well, we're going to show you what is factually in these vaccines and what their supposed premise is and how they actually work and integrate into your body's system and so on and so forth. All right, we're talking with Dr. Walker. Let's see here. What's our break schedule tonight? We got a break at 23 now, huh? No, wait. 18. That's when the break's out. So they really did change this clock on me, Mr. Producer. It totally shifted around. We have a new clock tonight, Sarah. So the commercial breaks, for the first time in years, are at different times. And you know, if you want to talk about going on muscle memory, it's the equivalent of going on muscle memory. It's going on talk show host memory. So, all right. So when we get back, we'll flesh that out. Also, at some point, should we bring up polio vaccines tonight? We've talked about it before, so I think we should get to that again, because I want to refresh people's memories on that. And we'll take a look at what other vaccines are on the horizon, because if it's not measles, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be something else. You know, they pushed the Ebola vaccine for a little bit. I'm surprised that didn't catch, no pun intended. And, you know, we know that the flu vaccine was completely ineffective this year. In fact, they even admitted it from the lame stream that these vaccines simply did not work, let alone the harm that they've caused. And then I want to ask you the question, is there such thing as a good vaccine? Is there ever an example of when a vaccine is necessary and desirable? Okay, so, and you and I have had private conversations about tetanus and other things that you might think are reasons for vaccines. But I'm curious to get your response to that question. Is there ever an instance when a vaccine is necessary or a good thing? We'll talk about that when we get back after this quick break, coming up in just seconds. Also, check out the Free Your Mind Conference, freeyourmindconference.com. We're working diligently on getting that event ready to go live April 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powders. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Got my friend Sarah Walker with us. Dr. Walker. I'm going to call you Dr. Walker from now on.
Okay.
It's got a nice ring to it. so what's in these vaccines, particularly the measles vaccines? And aren't they, don't they group these measles vaccines with a bunch of other ones? Isn't that how it works?
Maybe you're talking about that it's an MMR vaccine. So yeah, it's the measles, MMR. Mumps, rubella.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's three different illnesses that they're vaccinating for. I'm pretty sure, I know that at least the measles and the rubella component is live virus. I'm not sure. I think the mumps is too, but I'd have to check on that.
So when you say live virus, what does that mean?
Well, usually what it means is that it's supposed to be attenuated, so it's a weakened form of the virus. So it's not supposed to make you sick, but it can spread, and there's definitely cases of it spreading from recently vaccinated people.
So when we hear about these cases from Disneyland, and we hear about the vaccinated children getting measles and so on and so forth. Doesn't that make you wonder if there's a connection there?
Yeah, they can't know unless they do testing and isolate which kind of virus it is. I don't know that this outbreak has been caused by the vaccine strain of the virus, but there's definitely lots of examples of live virus vaccines spreading and mutating and causing, just as bad of effects as the wild illnesses. I mean, oral polio vaccine is something that does that all the time, and paralyzes people just the same as the wild virus does. So,
wow.
Let's see. Right now, I'm taking a look at the ingredients in the MMR vaccine, and I'm surprised that I'm not seeing aluminum on here. There's aluminum in so many of these vaccines. Let's see.
Is it that there's aluminum in some of them, and aluminum and not in others? I mean, how does don't they remove it in some cases, but then put it back in some vaccines?
Yeah, I mean, it's used as an adjuvant, which is something that is supposed to, like, stimulate your immune system to respond to, you know, to the virus or the bacteria better. But aluminum's not something that you want to have in your body at all, and especially not inject into your body. You know, there's studies in mice that where they've injected, like, you know, the equivalent of an, you know, a vaccine dose of aluminum into the mouse. So, like, but, you know, for a mouse, not a human dose, a mouse dose of aluminum. And the mice end up with Alzheimer's-like symptoms.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that what Alzheimer's is, aluminum deposits in the brain?
Yeah, that's often what they find. If they do autopsies, they'll see that. Sure. And, you know, most of these vaccines, well, a lot of them have many, many times in excess the amount of aluminum that's considered safe by the FDA. But an interesting thing about the way that they determine safety is that basically what they did was they took newborns. They took premature newborns who had to be fed by feeding tube. And one group had, I think it was 4 to 5 micrograms per kilogram of body weight of aluminum in their feeding solution, and the other group had 10 times more, and they were given the feeding solution over a 10-day period. And they looked and they said, okay, well, the people, you know, the babies who were in the group that got 10 times more aluminum had developmental delays compared to the other group of kids. So what we're going to do is say that it's safe to have 4 to 5 micrograms of aluminum per kilogram of body weight per day. And that's essentially how they decided what's a safe amount of aluminum. It's a really odd thing to me because there's no, all they're doing is comparing one group of kids who's being injected with poison with another group of kids who's being injected with a lot more poison and saying, oh, well, the kids who got a lot more poison, you know, they're developmentally delayed. So let's take the lesser amount without comparing, you know, to kids who didn't have any aluminum at all injected into them. So anyway, but that's my understanding of how they've set the current standard for what's a safe amount of aluminum.
What else is in these vaccines? I've heard aborted fetal tissue.
Yeah, it doesn't, let's see. I'm just looking at the measles vaccine ingredients right now, and it says chick embryo cell culture, fetal bovine serum, human albumin, and that might be, that is probably what you're referring to when you're saying the aborted fetal
tissue. Say that again. What's it called? Human?
Human albumin.
Albumin.
A-L-B-U-M-I-N.
We're going to get to that when we come back from this quick break. Pause on that note, folks. We'll be right back.
The Bob Justin Show.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
What about squalene? Is that in there?
Let me see.
Because I know that's one of the nasty.
I know that's one of the nasty ones, and I've seen documentaries about it, but I don't often see it listed as an ingredient. So I don't know if they're calling it something else.
Well, is there stuff like artificial flavors and that kind of? You know, in other words, is there
MSG?
There is MSG.
No, I mean, I don't see it in the MMR vaccine, but I've seen it in other vaccines.
Really? But my question is, you know how with MSG, it can be listed in the ingredients and fall under the category of artificial ingredients or whatever it might be.
Oh.
That could mean MSG. Is there that kind of thing with vaccines where they can, you know, have an umbrella more... nice sounding ingredient and really have a bunch of nasty stuff?
You know, that's a really good question because, and that's something I've been wondering about because I've seen claims from a lot of different places that, for example, they will use peanut oil, as an ingredient in vaccines, but I don't think I've ever seen that listed. But I know that I've read several in several different places that people theorize that the high incidence of peanut allergy is from vaccines. So that could be. I'm just not sure. But yeah, there are several vaccines that are cultured in aborted fetuses. There's, of course, you know, thimerosal is still used as a preservative in some vaccines. And
what is that for those?
You know, like if you want to go get...
No worries. There might be a little bit of delay. It's mercury, right?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. There's a tiny bit of a delay. So I just wanted to clarify because, you know, we hear thimerosal, but it's mercury, right?
Yes, it's mercury.
Okay.
And let's see. There's a lot of people who want to try to make a distinction that, you know, that thimerosal is not a dangerous form of mercury. That is not my understanding at all. There's a chemistry professor from the University of Kentucky, and I'm gonna Google so I can give people his name and so that they can look up his work. But he explains how dangerous thimerosal is in vaccines and the effects that it has on the human body. And actually, the way that thimerosal works with aluminum and antibiotics, which are often another ingredient in vaccines, those two components of vaccines actually make the thimerosal even more dangerous. So let's see if I can find his name.
All right, while you're looking for his name, I want to bring on a caller for a moment.
Yeah.
And let's talk to Sherry in Kansas. Hello, Sherry.
Hey, Bob.
Hey. How are you?
Okay. I'm glad when you bring on the vaccine stuff because it is very important. I think you were just talking about squalene, and I think I read that MF-59, I think it's called, or MF-59, something with 59 in it, and also polysorbate 80. Seems like they're somehow related to squalene.
Okay.
I know polysorbate 80 is an adjuvant or that they use. I think it says adjuvant. I don't know. Maybe it's preservative, but I know that's dangerous. And I think they're both related to the cholesterol pathway. I know that's what makes squalene so dangerous, is that it's related to your body making cholesterol. And it seems to me, and I don't know that this is true, but it seems to me that it could poison, you know, make your body create antigens or antibodies similar to the way that deal with the tetanus toxoid vaccine that had the deal about the gonadotropin hormone thing. You know, what that did was make your body make an antibody against when you got pregnant and you started to develop that hormone to support the pregnancy, and it would, you know, target it. And I wonder if that's what this
That's interesting
is.
Because that's I know that there are studies in you know, lab animals that show that injection of polysorbate 80 makes them sterile. So that would make sense.
What a convenient way to call the population, Sherry.
Oh wow, yeah. Well, you know, I have a niece that got that HPV vaccine, and she was like 15, and 19 days after the second injection, she had never had seizures, and she started getting seizures.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Is she still having them?
As far as I know, she's, you know, and you know, my brother, which is his daughter, and I'm the crazy one in the family, you know.
Oh, well, that's okay. We're the crazy ones in our family too, right, Sarah?
That's right.
Okay, that's all I had. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sherry. Love you. So who was this doctor you were trying to find to tell us a little bit more about Dermanisol?
He's a chemistry professor at the University of Kentucky, and his name is Boyd E. Haley. And he's done a lot of research on the effects of thimerosal and aluminum and different vaccine ingredients on the body. So,
his name one more time?
Boyd E. Haley.
Boyd E. Haley. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So he's got some really great stuff.
Let's take one more call here and talk to Jasper in Missouri. What's up, Jasper?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I had two questions. The first one is, can you postulate any correlation between the use of aluminum in vaccines and the presence of aluminum in chemtrails?
Yeah, good question. Let's start with that, and we'll get your second question in just a second here. So, Sarah, okay. We know through rainwater testing that there is aluminum in these aerosol trails that are being sprayed in our sky on a regular basis. Do you think that's a coincidence there? Or could you speculate for a moment as to what the significance of that metal being, that, you know, the particulate metal being put in both our air and our vaccines?
That's interesting. Chemtrails are something that I don't know a whole lot about, but I do know that aluminum being injected, it's not good for your body in any way that it gets into your body, but injecting it into your body is very dangerous. Like, it's not, because your body can't clear it. Like, for example, you could eat antacids or something that have aluminum in them, and it's not good for you. Like, you're gonna absorb some of it may go into your brain even, but your body processes out a lot of it through your digestive tract. But if you're injecting it into yourself, which is what happens when you're vaccinating, you know, most of it is, it's going into your bloodstream, and so your body can't process it out in the same way. But I can't speak to the chemtrail issue.
Well, it sounds like if they are including that in the chemtrails, it's for a reason, and it does play a toll on our health. Jasper, what's your next question?
Well, just a follow-up on the first one, though. Do you know what aluminum's effect is, on, let's say, on, you say, frequency weapons, or, you know, radio frequency in general? I mean, isn't it a sort of super collector of radio frequency? Maybe I've got that wrong.
So your understanding is that it collects radio frequencies.
And I could be totally wrong about that.
So let's say it does, though, and I think that sounds just about right. I don't know. You might be wrong. I might be wrong. But let's say it does. In the world that we live in, our bodies are essentially becoming, if I can speculate here for a moment, Sarah, our bodies are practically becoming, maybe conductors is not the right word, but...
Oh, that's the word I would use.
Yeah, conductors, you know, we're like walking and talking.
Or filters.
I mean, that's a far-out thought and a scary one at that, and then you know, you talk about nanoparticles in these vaccines and some of these more advanced technologies. We might be getting into a little bit of a far-out territory, but any thoughts on all that, Sarah?
That's an interesting thought. It's a perspective that I've never considered before. I had just thought of it, you know, as a poison, but... Yeah, that's something that I'll need to consider.
Perhaps it's a poison with purpose. Good thought, Jasper. What's next?
I just wanted. Do you know that guy? Who's the guy who always appears in chemtrail documentaries? He's like a scientist. He lives in the woods. He does some of the most advanced research on.
Are you talking about
chemtrails?
Winnington or something like that.
He's kind of old. He's got a bit of a beard. He's like a skinny mountain man type looking guy.
Clifford Carnicom?
Yes, Clifford Carnicom. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he one thing I saw from him was that he had found red blood cells in the air, like at high altitudes in the mountains. Repeated test samples, he'd found red blood cells.
So
isn't that amazing?
Sarah,
and it was human.
Didn't we agree, Jasper? Hold on 1 second. Didn't we agree that ingredient? What was it? Human something or another? That was perhaps blood cells.
Yeah, it seems like that's a blood product, a human blood product.
So there's a similarity, it seems, between the chemtrails and the vaccine issue. That's an interesting connection you made, Jasper. Thank you for that, all right?
Okay, thanks a lot, guys. Interesting topics.
Right. Take care. All right, Sarah, so what's next? Where do we go next with these poisons?
I don't know. I could tell you some interesting things that I've learned about the pertussis vaccine recently.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so you know how there's the recommendation that pregnant women get a whooping cough vaccination, a pertussis vaccination, during pregnancy. And then also, I believe this is still the recommendation in the U.S., is that you're supposed to cocoon the newborn, because newborns can't get their first pertussis vaccine until they're 2 months old. So the idea is that anybody who's around your newborn is supposed to have their pertussis booster. Well, there's two studies that I learned about recently. One's from 2013, and in that study, basically what they found was they took baboons, and baboons get pertussis the same way that humans do. And what they did was they inoculated these baby baboons with the pertussis vaccine at 2 months, 4 months, and 6 months, which is the same thing that they do to human babies. And then they exposed a group that had not been vaccinated and the group that had been vaccinated to wild whooping cough, to pertussis. And they found that both groups were colonized, both groups, their throats were colonized with pertussis, and both groups were contagious. But the group that had been vaccinated, many of them didn't have symptoms. So what that probably means is that, you know, there's pertussis outbreaks in highly vaccinated populations in the U.S., and it's one of the only so-called vaccine-preventable diseases that is actually on the rise. And so what's probably happening in part is that people who have been recently vaccinated can get pertussis. You know, they can be infected with it and not know. And then they're going around spreading it to people because they don't know. And in the study, the baboons were colonized with pertussis for like up to 42 days. So that, you know, you can have people going around who are asymptomatic spreading this disease. The other thing that they found is that in mice, when they vaccinated mice with the pertussis vaccine, it made it so that hair pertussis, which is another strain of the bacteria, actually increased by 40-fold in the lungs of the mice that had been vaccinated. And parapertussis can also cause whooping cough. It's just not a strain that is covered by the current vaccine. So in two ways, the vaccine actually makes it more dangerous, in my opinion. I mean, I wouldn't want somebody who'd been recently vaccinated with the pertussis vaccine around my newborn, because they could be asymptomatic. You know, at least somebody who hasn't been vaccinated would have a cough and know to stay away from a new baby. So, I don't know. I thought that was really interesting. Yeah.
Another example of the opposite being the case what they tell us is so. And that's why we need to continue to analyze this stuff. And we can get into a whole slew of different vaccinations, and we're running out of time. So, when we come back from our final break tonight, Sarah, let's try to squeeze in a few phone calls to wrap things up at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We got a lot more to get to. We'll have to do another show. Tomorrow we'll have James Perloff on as kind of a, companion to this broadcast. He's an author, and he's also a registered nurse, and he's been very vocal about the vaccination issue and other things as well. We'll talk about geopolitics. We'll talk about the economy and all that stuff as well. So that's coming up tomorrow night. James Perloff will be joining us. And quick little plug here before we go out to break. For Your Mind Conference. For Your Mind Conference. For Your Mind Conference. For Your Mind Conference. And that's kind of how you and I met, Sarah, in a roundabout way.
That's true.
You remember? I told you, hey, we met randomly and at the playground. Our little ones were playing. I said, yeah, we started talking about Disney mind control. I said, you know what? I spoke about something similar to this at a Free Your Mind conference that I was a part of. And he said, oh, yeah, the Free Your Mind conference. Is that in Philadelphia? And I said, how the hell did you know that? And the rest was history, or his story, depending on how you look at it. All right, so we'll take that quick break as promised and get to your phone calls in just seconds. 800-313-9440.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while.
Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, wow. I says, what's that say? So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol. So she says, I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
In the final moments of tonight's broadcast, I will try to squeeze in some phone calls with you, Sarah. And we'll go to Caesar in New York to start. Caesar, hello.
Yes, Bob. Good evening. How are you today, good buddy?
Hey, man. Can't complain. How you doing?
All right. Good. That's good. You never complain. Bob, I just want to get a little bit off of topic. I know you were talking about chemtrails and whatnot, but is there any way you could do a show about the experiment that they're doing with half human, half animal?
Hmm. That reminds me of a book when I was a kid called Animorphs. Yeah.
You know this stuff is real, right, Bob? They have this technology.
Half humans, half animals. What would be a good, we got like the centipede or not centipede? What's that called when half horse, half human, Mr. Producer? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Right, right. Well, I've heard stories where they have this technology advanced.
Sometimes I Caesar, I know there's. You're talking about a serious thing, but sometimes I wonder what animals certain human beings are mixed with. Like, I know plenty of people that I'm pretty convinced are half human, half sheep.
I got you.
I mean, because they walk around going, bah, and they say, vaccine's good, bah, you know, and all that stuff. And I'm pretty convinced that they're... Yeah,
Bob, man. You have to realize something, that the people are not educated. And the people have the doctors, and they go to the doctors, and the doctors advise them, and they take the doctor's advice rather than going out there and doing the research themselves. As I told you on the show once, my dad and his friend went to get a flu shot, and they both got adrenocarcinoma lower differentiated, which is basically what it means is colon cancer. They both got the same thing in the same place. If you read my dad's medical diagnosis, and you read his buddies, identical, everything identical. Look, the gentleman that was talking about the chemtrails, in the chemtrails, I collected a bottle of water that came from the sky, right? I sent it out to an independent laboratory to get the results. There is aluminum in the chemtrails, and the aluminum gives you Alzheimer's. There is barium in the chemtrails, which will damage your heart. There is a microplasma, but what they do is, they on the brucellosis, they wrap that microplasma around that brucellosis to weaponize it, and there's myelitis, which damages your autonomic nervous system. There's also a strand in the chemtrail that if you ingest the strand, you become an antenna to the heart in Anchorage, Alaska, and if they set it to a certain frequency, they could blow out your nervous system.
Wow. Thanks for the call, Caesar. All right, Sarah, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thanks for having me.
If you have more children, will you vaccinate them?
Obviously not.
Did you vaccinate your son?
No.
Would you recommend anybody else vaccinate their children?
No.
Okay. I had to bottom line it, you know? All right, take care. Have a great night.
You too. You too.
Okay, folks, that does it for us tonight. We'll be back at it tomorrow with more James Perloff coming on, author James Perloff. Should be a good show. Chase those crazy ballets out of town.
Chase those crazy ballets out of town. This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.